All right.
Okay,
let's see how long this goes before we start cutting out.
Yeah.
Hello again, and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hey, that's me.
We're trying on Skype, so audio quality is questionable.
That it is.
But Discord was cutting out fucking constantly, so it was not an option.
Yeah, it was bad. So, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. What microphone are you on this one? Will you double check that for me?
Mine's on my one I bought.
Okay.
Why?
Just getting some fan noise. It's no big deal. I was just curious.
Oh, yeah, it's my furnace.
It's weird because apparently I sound more muffled to you, but you're like way louder and picking up way more to me. I don't know. Man.
Oh, well, actually, I could probably...
Don't fuck with it. It's fine.
Nope. Fuck with it. Here, how about this? How about this right here? Right there.
It didn't change anything.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's fucking... Okay. God damn it, I hate this. What did you do this week, Colin?
Oh, man. I worked.
Yeah.
I got a couple of pairs of speakers to fix and sell.
Nice.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. So there was this company back in the day called Advent.
They make calendars.
They make. Yeah, that's not the same. Not the same one.
Oh.
They had a speaker called the Large Advent, which was like it's probably one of the most popular vintage speakers out there. Like, yeah. People love them.
Okay.
And I found a pair a couple of months back for like $5.
All right.
And they all need to be fixed and whatever. That's easy for me, though.
Sure.
So I fixed them and sold that pair. And then another pair popped up at a local recycling center I got for $50.
All right.
And then I'm sitting at work and what?
I haven't
sold them yet.
Okay.
I haven't fixed them yet. And then an identical pair popped up. A customer brought it in to be recycled. It was like, here you go. They work, but you know, we're just moving on to new things.
Oh.
So I got another set, and I'm thinking about just stacking them and using them for a while.
You're just going to have six speakers?
I mean, well, no, I only four.
Oh. Did you sell the first set?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's too bad. You could have had a full 7.1 surround sound of matching speakers. You all right?
Free stuff. Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
No COVID-19 here, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm still waiting for my buddy Andy to come back to work, who's been out with it. And, man, it sucks not having your one work friend at work.
Yeah, it would suck. I mean, you could just get a job where you work by yourself and don't have any work friends.
Yeah, but where am I going to get a job that I work by myself that's going to pay me as much as I'm making and give me, like, 8 weeks of vacation?
I don't know what you're making.
More?
Well, vacation is different.
More than anybody is going to pay me? Probably. By probably $7.
Jesus. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, just to take a pay cut and stop buying Ninja Turtles.
So I went to Pop Culture Exchange. So let me tell you my fun story, Colin. This okay. Makes me so fucking happy. I'm just, you know, the other day before work, I think it was Wednesday. I'm just on the internet like I do, browsing through Facebook, and Pop Culture Exchange popped up a bunch of images of like, oh, all this fresh shit we put out on the shelves, right?
Yeah.
And there were a couple of Metal Gear Solid 1 still in the blister pack action figures, specifically a Liquid Snake and a Revolver Ocelot.
And the two I'm like, you don't have?
two of the ones I don't have, yes. And there's a few more I don't have, but I'm like, oh, fuck. Drop everything I'm doing, all my plans of being productive before work, and get in my car and rush because I got to get them before somebody else gets there and buys them. And I get there, and I walk in the door, and as soon as I walk in, Candy is like, oh, they're up on top of that counter. He knew exactly what I was there for. I'm like, goddamn, I love that you knew exactly what I came in for. He's like, well, I didn't know how to let you know about them, so I just posted them on there and figured you'd see them. I'm like,
that's funny.
This is the, I love this store. You are the best.
Right.
Everybody go to Pop Culture Exchange.
I saw something the other day in one of the, it's like one of the local gaming groups.
Yeah.
Crying about, people were talking about Pop Culture. Somebody posted a picture of Pop Culture Exchange and something they got there, and they're pretty happy about it. Then some dude was like, yeah, Candy's cool, but I'll never go back to the place ever after that other guy screwed me on a trade-in.
What?
And I'm sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, I've known them for a while, and I don't think, like, Tom is the only other guy.
Yeah.
And he has never been the type to me to seem like he wants to screw people. Although he is a little more,
shrewd.
Andy is, but he also doesn't own the fucking store.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's kind of a weird take.
I mean, they don't give you like a shit ton for trade-ins, but.
Well, then no place does.
Yeah. That's kind of like, they're better than a GameStop as far as trade-ins go, but like, and this isn't complaining, 'cause this was my plan to give them shit so they could flip it and make a profit. But like, I traded them in a bunch of old fucking, like, the big, like, 12-inch X-Men figures and some Super Mario Brothers movie action figures and a handful of other shit. And they gave me, like, $30 for the lot. And, like,
yeah,
they sold the Mario Brothers figures alone for $30. And then fucking the big 12-inch X-Mens were, like, $10 a piece. I'm like, so, like, they gave me 30. They probably flipped it for a little over 100, maybe a little more. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't feel cheated. I'm like, yeah, that's how overhead and shit works. I've watched enough Comic Book Men and then went online to see how much he resold the shit he bought on that show for. And yeah, the numbers looked right.
Well, when I was like 14, I had a lamp that I got from my mom, or I don't know, from a thrift store or something. It was a really cool, like, vintage 70s lamp.
Sure.
And I took it down to the old market and took it to a place called, I can't remember the name of it. It was like a head shop that went into a basement.
All right.
Next to that diner.
I mean, so you just described the old market. A head shop in a basement next to a diner. That's the entire old market. No,
there was only there.
God damn it.
At least that I was aware of.
You just cut out again.
Cutting out?
Yeah.
I know. You've been cutting out constantly. I've just been going with it.
That was the first time you've cut out.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
There's something with Cox today, I bet.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, I went there and they gave me like $5 or $10 for it. And I went back like 2 weeks later. I was just walking around and I saw they had it up for like $70. And I was super mad about it because, I mean, I got kind of screwed.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand that they're there to make money.
Right.
Like, they're not there to just give you what it's worth.
Well,
just lose money. They'd be collectors, not sellers.
Right. And in modern, like back then, it's one thing because you didn't have a lot of options. But in modern day, like, if you're going to throw a tantrum about a secondhand store not giving you top dollar for a thing, just put it on eBay, you shifty fuck.
Put it on eBay and then accept 20 some odd, almost 30% less because of the fees and all that shit.
Right. So, like, yeah, you're going to get less, but you're trying to get rid of shit. It's about convenience more than profit at that point. If you're looking for profit, you got eBay or Craigslist or a million other fucking online options at this point. Facebook Marketplace, for fuck's sake. Do you know how many fucking board games I've bought off Facebook Marketplace?
Right.
And I usually get pretty good deals on them, but more than they'd get like trading it into anywhere who would fucking resell, like more than Dragon's Lair is going to give you for used fucking board games.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. People are weird, but person one time when I was 14.
Yeah.
So, let's see, what did I do? I picked up one of the little Sega Genesis minis.
Oh yeah. I hear those are fucking dog shit.
No. The new ones.
Yeah.
No, the new ones are good.
Are they?
Yeah. They're not made by At Games.
All right. Cool.
The old ones, every one before this was made by this company called AT Games, and they all, I have one of them, and like the games that are loaded onto it are jittery and shitty.
Yeah, that's what I had always heard.
Like the preloaded games are shitty, and then playing a cartridge on it is impossible.
Yeah.
Well, the new one is the same size as the SNES and the Nintendo Mini.
And it's not garbage?
It's made by Sega.
Except for the problem of, you know, there's almost no good games on the Genesis.
Oh my God, there's a ton of good games on the Genesis.
Name 27.
Shut the fuck up, 27. I can't name that many games on the fucking Super Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The reason I jumped is because it was down to like $50 on sale everywhere, and there's a hack for it where you can load new games.
Sure.
So I'm like, well, I'm down.
Yeah, that sounds fucking cool.
Yeah, it's kind of. I don't like that it came with again corded remotes because I don't understand it, but I guess it's just a cost thing.
Yeah.
But they are the original fucking 3-button Genesis remotes.
Oh, that's
which are just
bummer.
So nice and comfortable. The 6 buttons are nicer.
Yeah.
But these are fine.
Unless you want to play Mortal Kombat.
If there's any fighting games on it, actually, I'd have to look.
Because let me tell you, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter on a 3-button controller suck.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. But I don't know that either of those games are even on there just because licensing.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, kind of hard to get Capcom and Acclaim to fucking go, okay.
Street Fighter's on the Super Nintendo one.
Is it?
Yeah, Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2 or Street Fighter 2 Turbo. I can't remember which one. One of them.
Yeah.
I think in Japan it's Super and here it's Turbo.
I'd have to look.
But yeah, the SNES Classic definitely has one Street Fighter game on it.
The thing that really kind of disappoints me about it is it only has Shining Force 1, which is a great game, but it should have Shining Force 2. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't get why they skipped that. That didn't really make a lot of sense.
All right, there's two games that I want to know if it has because they're the only two games on Genesis I really care about. Does it have the Genesis version of Risk?
Let's look. Hold on. I'm loading it.
The best fucking computer game version of Risk ever made is on the Sega Genesis.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see. We got... Doesn't... These are not in fucking...
They're not in alphabetical order?
No, of course not. Why would they be?
All right, since you're going to have to read through all the names, I'll tell you the other one I want to know if it has. I doubt it has Risk, because that would be... I mean, who the fuck would try to license a board game to put on a thing like
that? It doesn't look like it is.
And the other one that's almost certainly not on there, because it would be even harder to license, but is one of the coolest Genesis games, Crew Ball.
What game was that you cut out?
Crew Ball. Motley Crue-themed video pinball.
Oh, Jesus.
Crew Ball was dope.
I remember that. Fuck. Oh, this does have Street Fighter 2 Special Champion Edition.
Yeah, there you go.
As Virtua Fighter 2, Eternal Champions.
Wait, Virtua Fighter on a Genesis?
Virtua Fighter 2 was on Genesis.
How? Could Genesis do pretty polygons?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it had like one of those things in it. That's... Yeah, see, I don't get it. They have two Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion games, but they don't have fucking two Shining Force games. So dumb.
Yeah, well,
it does have Castlevania Bloodlines though.
You need the real Jesus Christ. Goddamn, Genesis had bad games.
What?
Like fucking Mickey Mouse games.
Apparently they're fun. I've never played them. I don't know.
If they're anything like
me. I recall Chuck really enjoying Castle of Illusion.
Yeah, but he also really enjoys fucking Ghosts and Ghouls and Ghosts and whatever. He thinks Ghosts and Goblins. Yeah. He thinks Ghosts and Goblins isn't bad.
Ooh, this has ghouls and ghosts.
Right.
It wasn't a bad game. It was just a hard game.
No, it was bad.
Oh, it's got Phantasy Star 4 on it. Yeah, it's probably one of the best role playing games.
I've always wanted to play those on the system. Those old Phantasy Star Genesis games.
They're good, dude. Do it.
And Ghosts and Goblins was the Dark Souls of the NES. It's terrible.
I mean, let's be fair. Everything was the Contra Hardcore on this.
Yeah,
I think I remember playing that. It was like impossible.
Yeah.
So it's got a pretty good, decent selection.
All right.
It only has the one Sonic game though. So it has Sonic 1 and 2. It doesn't have Sonic 3, I don't think.
It doesn't have Sonic 3 or fine. Sonic and Knuckles?
No.
That's weird. That's a weird choice if you're Sega Genesis to not release.
Well, I mean,
I didn't say that Sonic 3 was good. But...
No, Sonic 3. There's a reason for it. Because of the music.
Why?
That music was all done. Did all that music?
Yeah.
So there's like some weird licensing thing for it.
You cut out for a second.
I said Michael Jackson did the music for that game, so I think there's some weird licensing issues for that.
I thought he did Sonic 2 as well.
Nope. It was just 3 as far as I know.
I thought he had. I could be wrong. I thought he'd done Sonic 2 as well, but maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe. But yeah, so that'll be pretty cool. It's even got the Genesis version of Tetris.
I mean, until Tetris Effect, I think the only version of Tetris that ever mattered was the Game Boy version, let's be honest.
Yeah. Vector Man?
Vector Man was... I don't know that Vector Man is a good game, but goddamn, it was like...
cool looking.
Yes, everybody's like, holy shit, man, the little green balls like, this guys are made out of are incredible circles, like, man,
you can't even get more real than this.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, it has Comic Zone, which I hate. I never got that game.
It's not good, but I loved it for some reason. I liked the style of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was interesting, but yeah, it wasn't a good game.
Like going from panel to panel.
Yeah. Ooh, Toe Jam and Earl. There you go.
Shit, I was going to ask if it had something, and now I forgot what it was. So never mind.
Okay, then. Sweet. Good job.
I'm gonna
hack it and add shit that I, you know, games I really like and now that we've call good.
Now that we've spent 10 minutes just listing fucking Genesis games.
Right.
This is how you get an hour every week, folks.
That's right.
Still
interesting.
What else did you do?
Well, if we're not gonna use it,
yeah, hold on.
Discord.
On. Start over.
If you're not gonna use anything that was recorded on Discord,
probably not because most of it didn't record.
I will bring up that it has been 2 years since Total Biscuit passed away.
Oh yeah,
from the cancers.
Yeah,
that's sad.
I don't know. I might dump the Discord shit in, like, after the end credits.
Okay. It's like a little teaser, little Easter egg.
I used to do that. I used to do that a lot.
Yeah. And nobody cares.
Probably not, but it was fun for me to, like, have the outro music and then, like, another, like, 30 seconds of audio just for the people who stuck around.
Yeah. What else? I didn't really do anything else. We went to Lincoln yesterday to get some food and beef jerky.
Oh, what'd you get?
We just got Vietnamese.
Oh, gross.
It's not. It's delicious. It was wonderful. Super satisfying.
Next time, I had to mow my yard yesterday. You could have just come over and got some of that. I had plenty of, had plenty of grass clippings for you.
There's no grass clippings in it, dude.
I mean, I was at that thing and I ate them grass clippings.
What I get, there's no grass clippings in. Thank you.
Sure.
It's not. We had to go do something. Fucking there being not a whole lot to do is annoying, unless you want to go and fucking hang out with the idiots.
Yeah.
Out giving each other COVID-19.
Oh, I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
April, Mimsy, and Ben came over and we had a fire pit yet last night. So.
Yeah.
I'm spreading first data COVID all over the fucking city now.
Good job.
Thank you.
We went over to my sister's afterwards and she grilled. I took my dog over.
Yeah.
My dog was constantly fending off rape attacks.
Sure.
That was fun.
I mean,
her dog is a little bit younger and not snipped, so he just wants to fucking hump everything.
Right. And your dog was probably asking for it, wearing that little short skirt, showing off his haunches.
He definitely was not asking for it and was not putting up with it either. It was kind of funny.
All right.
I was like, oh, this poor doggy's on edge like the whole time. Fuck this dude.
Did you tell him, yeah, that's what it's like having you asshole in the house always fucking with shit. Always destroying shit. Now you know how it feels. Maybe fucking calm the fuck down, dog.
He has gotten a lot better.
I was discussing yesterday about this COVID situation and how the Chinese figured out how to stop it, which was to throw all of their dogs off the top of buildings. You didn't hear about that?
No.
In Wuhan, there was either reports or rumors that animals could carry the virus when it first started. So they all were just grabbing their pets and throwing them out their apartment windows and, you know, just whoop, bye-bye. Well,
I think what happened, though, was they also put, like, a moratorium on eating dog meat.
Well, no.
And people were like, well, what the fuck am I going to do with this thing now? Eat it. Let's just throw it out the window.
I guess my point is China knows how to deal with dogs. We should take a lesson from them.
I expect an angry email from Mimsy.
Almost certainly. And maybe a supportive email from probably a supportive email from your sister.
Eileen likes dogs. Sorry.
Yeah, but does she, or does she just have what is that syndrome called where you pretend to like something because you're like captive by it or whatever?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, she just has Stockholm syndrome for her stupid dog, I think.
Oh my god.
I've read all of her posts about how much she really hates her dog but pretends not to because, you know.
Yeah. She pretends to hate her dog but doesn't want to show that she has actual emotions.
I don't know.
I think that's more likely what it is.
I think she's the one to start the throwing your dog off the roof revolution.
Oh, okay. This whole thing going on with the COVID-19,
yeah,
and people not wanting to wear masks, and I keep seeing all these posts from my really intelligent conservative type friends,
yeah,
who are like, it's a mind control device, that's what it is,
it's Nazi Germany.
And all these posts like, oh, see, it doesn't protect you from diseases. I'm like, okay, for one, I don't know that anybody's said that it ever has protected you from diseases. It protects your fucking, it mitigates your face juices.
Yeah, it stops your spittle and shit from getting all over everybody else's shit, is the idea.
Yes, that's all they do.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm reading, so over in Japan, Japan has like 16,000 total cases, 13,000 are recovered, and they're like, they're seeing like a handful new cases a day. It's real slow. They did not shut any, they didn't do any lockdowns. But if you look at Japan during flu season, everybody's wearing a fucking mask.
Well,
and the flu numbers are pretty low because they.
Yeah. Well, also they don't shake hands. They bow.
Yes, they bow. They don't touch each other. They're not constantly trying to rub each other and Joe Biden
right.
with people.
Yeah, no, dude. When this whole COVID thing first started, there was a pay-per-view at the Tokyo Dome. I went over to my buddy Andy's house to watch, and yeah, everybody in the crowd was wearing masks.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Like, it's hard to breathe. Okay, well, then, you know, reduce how much you need to be out in public.
Also, you don't have to wear it in your car, dipshits. Just put it on
your
to walk into the fucking
your house.
Store.
Oh my God, I saw a picture of Alyssa Milano wearing one. It was knitted.
Of course.
So it had a bunch of holes in it.
She's a genius.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What a dum-dum.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't get it, but whatever. I'm kind of at my wit's end with everybody now.
Sure. I'm surprised it's taken you this long.
I mean,
well, you don't think the people who are walking into fucking like Lowe's and Home Depot or Menards or whatever, where you have to wear a mask where you're required, and then just walking up to random employees and coughing in their face as a form of protest, you don't think that's a rational thing for fucking people to do?
No, it's not.
Weird.
Like, look, they fucking opened things up, so maybe do your part.
Yeah, maybe don't be a piece of shit about it. Maybe this country deserves to be Nazi Germany, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Right. We got a bunch of fucking dum-dums. That's for sure. Yeah, I'm over it, though. I can't. I see people posting that shit all the time. Like, you're just a moron. Shut up.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I don't get it.
Nope.
I did tell you what, though. I had to shave most of my beard off, so I'm down to just a goatee.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cause
it looks all right.
Yeah. That shit, just like having the mask on all night at work, though, man, it was so fucking itchy. Like,
yeah.
it had to be done. Because, I mean, you just sit there breathing into your own beard, and, like, I probably should shave the rest of it off, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
I know, but fuck, it's so itchy.
Did you see Joe Biden now knows what is a black man?
Yeah, he's telling people who is and isn't black.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
He's, I've never seen anybody try to torpedo their own efforts so hard.
I mean, he's really pulling out all the stops.
But he is definitely doing that.
Like, I thought Trump was trying to not get elected in 2016, and it turns out he was just some kind of a secret genius.
Right.
Maybe Joe Biden, maybe that's what he's doing. He's like, well, Trump just said every dumb shit that popped into his head, and it got him elected. Maybe that's Biden is learning all the wrong lessons from Trump's victory.
It could be.
And so he's just like, well, if you think I raped a girl, don't vote for me. Okay, buddy. Also, you're not black.
I did see somebody post something that I saw somebody post something that was kind of funny. There's something about Joe Biden and blah, blah, blah. And somebody's like, oh, Republicans, stupid, dumb. They're so dumb.
Yeah.
Just the dumbest. And I'm like, I don't know that you should be casting stones right now. when your nominee is Joe Fingerblaster Biden.
Yeah, but that's different.
Like, it's not. It's the same thing.
It's different.
He's just a different type of all.
It's different. You just don't understand.
Also, he's got dementia. So. Yeah, I know. I clearly don't understand that. They're hypocrites.
Look, the rest of it is they one thing. No. It's the dementia that concerns me.
Right.
I mean,
that's been my one. That's been my number one problem since day one. But yeah,
find me a presidential candidate anywhere in history that hasn't had some kind of allegations of sexual assault. That's never happened. Like they all do. They're monsters. They're politicians.
Sure. Yeah.
But the dementia—that's a problem.
Right.
Goddamn. Yeah.
Hello.
I'm still here.
Oh my god.
Your heater must this have turned off because you sound way better now.
Yeah, it's coming back on.
Oh, there it is. All right, never mind.
Fan. I don't know if I posted this anywhere that you could see it, but it's a picture of a bunch of beef and says the media is out to get the meat industry. Contrary to what the media is spinning, COVID-19 hasn't had any impact on beef, pork, or the poultry industry.
Well, that's not true
at all. Get the real spin on what COVID-19 meat industry. Visit meatspin.com for more info.
Okay. Yeah, that's fucking funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, Grand Island got fucked, man.
Oh, I know.
Which is why, you know, everybody was limiting beef for a little while there because our fucking all the meatpacking plants in Grand Island, they got fucking eradicated. Like, everybody in there was like, nah, you're all going home. We have nobody packing meat.
Yep. So that happens.
Yep.
I saw this post. It's r/AmItheAsshole.
Yeah.
And the guy says, am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend I would rather kiss her for $100 than kiss the hottest girl I know for $700? And he said, today is my birthday. Just got done with work and was watching TV when my girlfriend of 4 years came in the room to tell me she had made my favorite kind of pie. She then asked me if I would rather kiss her for $100 or kiss the hottest girl I know for $700. Not thinking much about it, I said I would kiss her for $100.
Yeah.
Upset that I didn't say she was the hottest girl I knew. She stormed out of our room and won't talk to me.
That's funny.
He's not the asshole.
No.
She's an idiot.
Yeah. That's her fault.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. Like, is anybody really with the hottest person they know? It's pretty rare.
Right.
I would think. Because there's definite, like, I don't know.
Like,
there's just people out there that you're going to see that you're
right.
Pretty goddamn hot.
Right.
Like, it's, you know.
What are you supposed to do?
Models. And lie, I guess.
Goddamn.
I mean, it turns out that's all they want is you to lie to them.
Sure.
Tell them what they want to hear rather than what is real.
I mean, also, he picked the good answer. He picked the right answer. I don't understand.
I know. But it doesn't matter.
All right. So since this is an audio clusterfuck, do you have much else, or should we just make this a short episode and just get into the emails?
I think we can make it a short episode. Oh, we were going to argue about, roast beef is a terrible lunch meat.
You're a fucking idiot.
I'm not. It's bad.
Roast beef is almost the only sandwiches I ever get when I go out to fucking get sandwiches.
Oh, weird.
It's the best lunch meat. A roast beef.
It's not. Corned beef is much better.
Corned beef is fine, but it's only for Reubens.
It's delicious. But yeah, no, roast beef is. See, here's the problem. I'm sure there's probably good roast beef out there, Little but kids. most of the time, well, I'm just talking like lunch meat you get from the store. But even then, I had a roast beef sandwich at Razzie's. The one time I went to Razzie's and the last time I went to Razzie's, and like the meat is always just either overdone or too stringy, and
maybe you just went to a shitty restaurant.
Bad. It's bad meat.
I don't know, man. Every time every time I go to Little King or Jersey Mike's or like fucking pretty much anywhere that sells cold subs, I get fucking a sandwich with roast beef on it.
Oh, gross.
It's the most delicious.
I don't know. Yeah, no. It's no.
You know
I prefer turkey.
So I'm compiling evidences of low T lately.
Yeah.
And I'm adding not liking roast beef to it, along with men who make fucking those stupid Facebook avatars. So you might want to go get tested is all I'm saying, along Colin. With
what?
Men who make those fucking Facebook avatars.
Oh my God. Do you know I did that as like, cause it's funny.
You did it because you have a testosterone shortage and you need to go get medicated.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to deny that.
All right.
But I mean,
so go get your tea boosted and you'll like roast beef like a man is what I'm saying.
No, it's not good. That's never good.
It's an amino acid disorder from your lack of testosterone, Colin. Otherwise, it would be delicious.
I'm sorry. I don't like something that just tastes like fucking leather to chew.
And, oh, my God. Are you even going that it's fucking... Also, we opened this podcast with you munching on fucking beef jerky, you liar.
That's different. That's different.
Yeah, that's actually like chewing on leather.
I know, but that's tasty. And not...
You're
roast
out of
beef's
your
not tasty.
Fucking mind.
You're out of your mind. No.
I want everybody to write in on the roast beef debate and tell Colin while he's wrong.
I will take basically every lunch. Let's except for bologna. Bologna's terrible.
Yeah, bologna's disgusting.
It's fucking garbage. Any of those like processed meats I won't touch except for salami. Salami's pretty delicious.
Yeah, salami's fine.
Like give me a good hard salami and I'm yeah.
I'll give you a good hard salami.
That's right. That's right.
All right, let's do our emails.
Okay.
Emails at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Our first one comes in from our author friend. Holy shit. So, proving once again that he is a writer, Matt writes in, "Shitty neighbors, not the loud sort." Oh man, so Gina and I have been living in our house for going on 6 years now. We live in a city, so our neighbors are like 15 feet from us on both sides. And for the duration of our time here, we have seen some dumb shit. Typical dumb, inconsiderate shit. You know, plowing the snow in your driveway into the street. Are you not supposed to do that? Or leaf blowing your grass for 14 hours. Or using one of those extendo leashes and letting your dog just shit all over people's front lawns. See? Dogs are a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's shitty.
We should get rid of dogs. The average Rochesterin is a fucking troglodyte, so expectations must be lowered. Yet time and again, these fucking pine cones discover a new way to blow my mind. Cue transition music and smash cut to last year. August 2019, when our new neighbors moved into the rental property next door. The house has been a revolving door, and we have seen various characters move in and out over the years. None of them were loud or crazy or honestly really bad at all. We have been lucky in avoiding the normal tropes of shitty neighbors. But these new people, my sensational little squids, brought fucking vermin into our lives. Uh-oh. Let me start out by describing these folks briefly. A white dude and a white chick, mid to late 20s, clearly grew up in a city but are now longing for the rustic life. Can't really classify them as hipsters per se, more like trying really hard to be hipster and failing quite miserably. tough to describe their aura, but trust me, Trevor and Colin, one look at them and you would turn to me and nod in a knowing sort of way. Their music taste is a meager range of CCR to spoken word didgeridoo tracks. Oh, Jesus Christ. I bet they smell like patchouli. Shit's hilarious. No offense, Colin. Anywho, these people are really nice, but like most people in the city, they're really dumb. Like the painful kind of dumb. The kind of dumb that you shake off in your teens and 20s and should have resolved yourself of by the time you're 30. But not these two. They cling to it like that hang in there kitten, lounging in it like a stink bug in a bird bath. So, these idiots have taken it upon themselves to start a garden, a task, I assure you, that is well above their comprehensive skills. You ever started a garden? I've been thinking about it, but I think I have too many rabbits and don't want to put in the work.
I don't mix well with plants.
That's fair. Oh, I got a plant. Speaking of, just a random tangent.
I saw that.
I got a spider plant now. So that's exciting.
Those are probably the easiest plant to keep alive.
Yeah, that's what everything said. Also, apparently the leaves are hallucinogenic slightly to cats. So that'll be fun when he starts chewing on it.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like catnip, I guess.
Yeah.
And last year, unbeknownst to me, they decided to start a compost pile. Now, according to city code and also just common fucking sense, outside compost needs to be stored in a sealed container with a lid to accompany it. But not these twits. They just began to pile rubbish and avocados and brown eggshells and coffee grounds and apple cores, etc., right up against the side of my fence. Mind you, did they stack a pair of skids around the border of the heap to keep it from spreading? I guess? No idea. Up until this point, I had never seen a rat in my yard. Oh, Jesus. Not never, not once, but suddenly, while standing on my deck one morning in late summer, sipping a spot of tea, what do I spy? A pair of rats dawdling beneath my bird feeders. That sucks. I was like, how the fuh? And immediately called for Gina to bear witness as well. She comes out and responds nonchalantly, oh yeah, we have rats now. The new neighbors have been open-air composting. This is fucking news to this guy, and Gina then shows me what those idiots have been up to, and I am floored, like blown away. It was a waist-high rat feast. My garage is like 6 feet from the pile, with a fence between, and the rats have burrowed beneath the fence for access to the pile, then have taken to sheltering in my garage. That sucks. The proximity is perfect for the little fuckers. So dumb, you guys. So fucking dumb. In what world does one think that is a good idea in a city? Out in the country with nothing but acres surrounding, I'm sure that's cool. But in a fucking city, these fuckwits have stocked zero skill points in their wisdom skill tree. I would definitely call the police. Personally. If they're infesting me with rats.
Or just does he have any animals?
I have no
idea. Because if he doesn't have any dogs or cats to worry about,
I think he has a dog.
Throw a bunch. Crap.
Yes,
I was gonna say just throw a thing, but you don't want to kill your own animals.
Yeah, rat poison is. But I guess fucking if Trevor dangerous. Was up
there.
Yeah, rat poison your dog and the rats. That's the answer.
Not the dog.
I mean, if you rat poison the rats, you're gonna rat poison the dog. It's just science.
Yeah.
Fast forward to a couple of weeks ago, after the long winter's thaw, Gina talks face to face with the morons, explaining to them very nicely that storing compost like that attracts rats. And the female idiot is exceedingly pregnant, so my wife points out the fact that they probably don't want rats roaming around when they plan on having a child soon. Sound fucking advice, delivered without malice, and these mouth breathers respond by bobbing their heads and saying that they'll just dump some dirt on the pile to dilute the decaying organic matter.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, Gina then told them that would not work, and before turning away, asked them to please put their compost in a covered bin. Their heads continued to bob with the lights on, but nobody working the crank. A week goes by, nothing. Rats continue to burrow and harbor in my garage, so my wife contacts her landlord, and he is appalled. Last Wednesday, to my supreme delight, I watched from the bedroom window the pregnant woman shoveling her compost pile into a city trash bin in the dumbest way possible. But beggars cannot be choosers, for after her hours of delicious toil and labor, the heap was gone. Hope this letter finds you well. Your pal Matt, P.S. Don't even get me started on how they build fires. Now I want to know how they build fires. But goddamn. Right. Good luck dealing with your rat problem, because that's not just going to go away with the compost heap. Rat traps work, though, man. I guess just get a bunch of rat traps. Or do the bucket trick. It's kind of cruel, but they're rats. You put some
bait. The bucket traps are awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck them. They're pests. They're rodents, and they need to die.
That's fair.
There's a YouTube channel of a guy who builds and tests like antique old fucking rat and mouse trap designs.
Yeah.
Some of them are fucking brutal.
Sure.
Like there was one where it's just holes in a block, and above the on the top of the block there's base spike that gets triggered and comes down and just fucking goes through their head. Of course I did.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Whatever.
So
doesn't matter.
Holes in a block and a spike comes down.
Yeah, stabs him in the head.
All right. That's cool. Yeah. So anyway, good luck dealing with your rat problem.
Yeah.
That sucks. All right, we got one more email from Mimsy.
Oh, he did send me a personal message this week.
Yeah.
That Matt. Let me go back and... Dude, Shining Force rules. Thanks for the heads up. I'm now finishing up Chapter 5, and I'm having a blast.
Nice.
I feel a weird sense of nostalgia for the childhood that was not spent playing this game.
Nice. That's cool.
So, I'm glad he enjoys it.
Yeah, no shit. Like I said, man, not my style of game, but I played the fuck out of the one you let me borrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then Mimsy writes in. She says, "Hiya, I agree. Comedies are now kind of shit, very forced, and just falling flat." Yeah, I mean, yeah. "I can't remember what you all talked about for your podcast." She wrote this yesterday and forgot. She usually writes these like while she's listening or takes notes or something while she's listening. So, yeah, I don't remember what we talked about today, and we're still recording it. So,
right.
What are you gonna do?
Well. I don't remember most of what Trevor said because it's mostly cut out this whole time. I'm going to have to listen to it.
That's fucking funny. You've been
to hear the podcast.
You've been doing a good job like making up for it. You cut out a few times, but not as bad as you were cutting out on Discord.
Yeah, this is fucking horrible.
So food for thought, make a podcast of your favorite movies on Netflix, like top 10. We haven't done a list show in a while. You want to do a list show of our top 10 Netflix movies?
We have not done a list episode in a long time. Yeah, I could probably come up with something there.
All right. Ben says you're all fags. Whoa. Whoa. Dude. Not cool. Disavow. Dude. Holy shit. Ah. This is good, clean comedy show.
This is 2020. You can't use those words anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody's getting canceled.
I know.
Cheers, and it's us. Cheers, Mims. Thank you for writing in. That's all of our emails. It's going to be probably like a little bit shorter of an episode this week, but actually we made it to about 50 minutes, so it won't be too bad.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Cool. We need to find a new solution for this because this is a fucking train wreck.
Yep, pretty much.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
I haven't tried Zoom. TeamSpeak would probably be a little better, but I'd have to find somebody who would let me use their TeamSpeak server.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
Oh, hey, you just roboted on me.
See? Because Discord Perfect. Sucks.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, there's empirical evidence.
No.
Or at least anecdotal evidence.
There you go.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
All right. What? Hello? Hello? Did you die? Did you mute your microphone? I can't hear you if you're talking. Did you leave the room?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you just weren't talking?
Our audio just cut out.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. See what I mean about Discord sucking?
I think he jinxed it.
I don't think so, because I've been dealing with this since the pandemic started.
Meh, well. Blame,
Canada?
China.
Mm-hmm. All right. You got anything this week? Should we start? You ready to start? You got to do anything else before we start?
I'm ready.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor and hopefully I'm here with Colin.
Yep, you are.
All right, good. Discord, man. Am I right, guys?
We're great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have to find a new solution, I think. I wonder how that Zoom shit is. Maybe I'll try that out.
I mean, you know, whatever.
I don't know. You say whatever, but that's because you don't actually care about this show.
Oh my god, you totally cut out.
See what I mean?
You're still cut out.
God damn it. This sucks, man. How can we do this?
Just deal with it and let people deal with it.
Also, are you eating?
I told you I was finishing a piece of beef jerky. Oh, I probably cut out when I told you that.
Yeah, probably.
Of course. I'm done.
All right. Because that's the other problem is now I can't tell if you were cutting out or if you just weren't talking because you were busy chewing. God damn it. What a train wreck.
So, yeah, it's fine. Today is the 2-year anniversary of Total Biscuit's death.
Well, that's sad. Or happy if you're Kenny.
Oh my god. Asshole. Jesus.
Has it been 2 years already? Fuck, man. Time flies when you're having fun.
His wife posted something on Twitter today.
How's she doing? Because she had the cancer for a bit last time I saw anything from her.
Good as you could be.
You are gone.
Oh. Hello?
Hello. All right, you're back.
That's fucking weird. I guess as good as you can be being a widow. And
well, I just meant her cancer.
Well, that I don't know. She didn't say. I don't pay that close attention.
That's fair.
It just popped up.
That's fair.
I don't really check Twitter very much because it's terrible.
Yeah, that's.
And it reinstalled when I reset my phone.
Ugh.
And it was like giving me notifications.
Ugh.
So, I. Notification.
Hold on. You said so I and then cut out again.
So I checked them and turned notifications off. It's showing me voice. Hold on. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to try something real quick.
Okay.
So I totally got. oops. I got a new router.
Yeah.
And it's got like this prioritization shit on it. So I'm going to try that real quick.
Prioritize Discord.
Yeah.
That might help, hopefully.
Or at least my computer.
Yeah.
Media prioritization on.
I'm going to pause while you're doing that. Hold on. Well, here we go, I guess.
Here we go again.
I don't know if I actually paused all that out or not. I might have to do a bunch of editing. This episode is going to be maybe our worst episode ever, Colin.
Is it? Is it going to be the worst?
I think it's going to be worse than number 1 through 35.
Is it going to be worse than the Romanticast?
Yes.
That was pretty bad.
I don't know. That was a good. We had the candles going on the little Coke mirror because I have a Coke mirror for some reason.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That was a good time. Did I cut out?
Oh, of course.
All right.
This is bad today.
Like, all right. Hold on.
It's never been better.
Hold on. Let's pause for a second and see if we can find a better solution.